It says right here, one of the things we're going to be privileged to discuss with Major Dames this morning is an unclassified overview of the existing and emerging threat. Now, that, of course, I guess means to America. Actually, of course, I don't know what it means. Ed, what are you referring to? Are you referring to, when you say threat, are you referring to threat to America, threat to the world, threat of what kind?
Mind warfare threat to America. We're going to be caught with our pants down.
Why do you say this? And if there's an unclassified portion to it, that means there's probably a classified portion as well, isn't there?
I can tell you the topical nature of the classified areas, and then you'll understand what needs to be kept classified and sometimes proprietary.
Okay, try us.
Okay. So what we're talking about here is the advent of mind warfare in the 21st century. And I've only cursorily broached this subject on your shows as a guest in the past. Most of the time I've talked about the passive nature of intelligence collection using mind remote viewing.
Right.
All right. And I think that this particular document that I'm about to refer to has been declassified for the most part. It's a 1970s document that was issued by the Defense Intelligence Agency with some CIA input. It was a national intelligence estimate on foreign parapsychology R&D, research and development.
Oh, yes.
I think it's out and about. Anyway, and I helped contribute to that. It anticipated that early in this century, now, there might possibly be a substantial breakthrough in the defense application of paranormal abilities. And I am telling you now that that assessment was correct, and we're going to get caught with our pants down.
What was it based on, Ed?
It was based on some sporadic and yet effective experiments on the part of both the Chinese and the Russians in parapsychology areas. Not merely remote viewing, but apparently they had some naturally gifted psychics in both countries that were doing things that we've talked about earlier on your shows in terms of Qigong masters being able to reach through glass jars, pull out threads, and those kinds of things, and also apportation, again, on the part of the Chinese children particularly.
What is that?
Apportation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Apportation, if you think of teleportation, you think of something being moved from one place to another in the world.
Right.
Okay. The thing that is actually moved is called an apport. The term for the thing that is moved, that is teleported, the term is apport, where what we were looking at in China, for instance, at the time as an intelligence collection officer, were cases where both Qigong masters and certain children were able to disappear things and then recover them somewhere else.
No kidding.
No kidding.
As a human ability to cause something to disappear and reappear nearby, away?
Yes, nearby.
Nearby.
I'm going to talk more about this tonight. In fact, I'll slow down later and talk about it at length because it can get a little bit complex and I don't want to lose the audience.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, in everything I'm going to say tonight, I just want your listeners to remember that we're talking about a trained ability here. In order to fight any war, you have to train to fight, and that includes a psi war. Without training, it doesn't work.
Right. Well, the military, our military, Ed, our government would never do anything without training. I mean, that's like basic to anything they do. Any program they have has lots of training exercises involved in it, so that doesn't surprise me a bit.
Correct. And but anyway, in the future, I anticipate that more and more countries, in fact, quite soon will be jumping on this Psy War bandwagon. The Indian press, I've noticed in the last 6 months, has already stated that their government has an operating RB group that's had some successes against Pakistan, and that the group is modeled against the U.S. unit.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Our remote viewing program was abandoned because it was politically incorrect. As I mentioned, I became keeper of the keys by default and out of personal interest, and also because I'm politically incorrect in many ways.
Well, I know you are, and I, you know, it doesn't surprise me, really, after reading some about what our government has been doing, that I've always said, you know, we should, if this works, if remote viewing actually works, then there's no way we cannot be using it now, and that would be conventional wisdom. However, there's nothing conventional about the way our government does things. It's insane.
Well, this was a real this unit was a real hot potato, white elephant, and it was scary to people in leadership positions that had aspirations toward even higher positions. And on the other hand, as I mentioned earlier, it was also very attractive because in a town, Washington, D.C., where knowledge is power, wow, this was really a sexy thing. And so we became the whores, the red light district of the intelligence community. And that includes Senate Intelligence Committee as well. They wanted to use us under the cover of darkness, but didn't want anybody, at their colleagues, to know what they were doing. So you can understand the position that we were in, and especially as a professional intelligence officer, this was not kosher to me. But China, for example, being politically correct in China means something else, and that something else by no means precludes research and development on psi warfare potential. And I have been in China, and I will tell you that they don't even balk when they talk about these kinds of things at all. And they don't have to rely on the Western scientific method, which requires replicability, but also a theory. The Chinese could care less about a theory. They want replicability, and they want to weaponize that. So I'm watching the Chinese because it looks like they are developing a very viable offensive psi program. And note the term offensive, not defensive.
And
catch us off guard.
What do you imagine the capabilities of a mature Chinese unit might be?
I'm going to get into that in detail.
Please, then. And apportation, I really want to get back to that. I mean, that's measurable. Has a case of apportation, the ability to move a solid object from one place to another, been heavily documented?
In China. Because it won't be documented here, because it's a taboo subject, Art. It's, I mean, the Chinese, they haven't heard of Amazing Randy. And the skeptical inquirer. Culturally, they have no problem training and using children.
It's a very good point. In other words, they don't even have the concept of a skeptic because they just don't work that way.
Their culture accepts these kinds of things. And even children, they'll put children together as a group. Remember the movie Village of the Damned way back when?
I do.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't discount something like that happening because children, they're very happy, and they're rewarded when they succeed, and you don't have to ask them to open their minds because it hasn't closed yet. So, you know, you may be looking at a global village of the damned here in terms of China.